بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث number 140 deals with what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to recite in the prayer of Fajr on Friday. And the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام in the authentic hadith that the best prayer among the mandatory prayers is the prayer of Fajr, prayer on Friday. Unfortunately, the majority of Muslims skip this prayer because it's a weekend, they're lazy, especially in countries where people stay up late up till 2 or 3 a.m. either attending a wedding or just playing with their friends, and they go to bed late, they will not be able to wake up for Fajr, and they often miss this great opportunity of doing something that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a lot. Hadith Abu Hurairah will be recited by the brother. Second one, yes.
Narrated Abu Hurairah, the Prophet used to recite in the Salatul Fajr of Friday, Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, that is Surah Sajda, and Hal Ata Al Insan, that is Surah Dahr, Bukhari.
These two surahs, the Prophet used to always maintain reciting them in Salatul Fajr, in Fajr prayer on the Friday. This was not once or twice, every single Friday, which emphasizes that imams should also follow this sunnah. Why? Because these two great surahs include a lot of advice, reminders, speaking about the origin of the creation of the man, and also promoting doing good deeds and description of Jannah and description of hellfire as well. So Muslims, imams especially, should always maintain to recite these two surahs every single Fajr of Friday. And with the grace of Allah, there are a number of masjids worldwide apply this, especially in the Haramain. In Mecca and Medina, they always recite these two surahs. And as you know that Alif Lam Mim Astajda has a prostration of recitation. And those who do not know the sunnah, they think that it is part of the Fajr on a Friday that you recite any surah that has sajda. So you find imams reciting in the first rak'ah, for example, Surah Al-Alaq, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, which has at the very end sajda. Some of them recite parts of Surah An-Najm. Others do even more than that. They recite the portion where it has the sajda in Surah Al-Sajda, only three verses before and two ayahs after, and that's it. Thinking that what is needed is to pray something that includes the sajda, and this is wrong. Either you pray the full two surahs in the two rak'ahs, or pray anything else. But don't try to camouflage it or to cut and paste what you like. You have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this brings us to an issue that we did not discuss before because it was not in our chapter, but I just remembered it. What is the ruling on reciting, or that is, what is the ruling on prostrating for the recitation? Is it a must or a sunnah? The most authentic opinion is that it is a sunnah. Meaning that if the imam recites the surah with sajda, he has the right not to offer it. If I'm reciting the Quran and I pass by an ayah with sajda, I have the right not to offer it. But if I offer it, those listening to me, it's recommended for them to offer it as well. So scholars say, if there are two, one of them is reciting the Quran and the other one is listening. If the one who's listening when the person reciting the Quran prostrates, it's recommended that he prostrates. But if he wasn't listening, if the man is reciting the Quran loudly, and the other one is on the phone, or is talking, not listening, not paying attention, that then it is not recommended for him to prostrate. And among the rules that need to be also explained, that how many or what are the types of prostrations that we may offer outside of the prayer that are not related to prayer, there are two types of prostration. Prostration of recitation, sajdatul tilawa, and prostration of ashukur, thankfulness. Okay? Sahu is related to the prayer. It's connected with the prayer. We don't include this. Now, these are the only two prostrations allowed in Islam outside prayer. And therefore, we learn and we know that if I concluded my prayer with the Imam, I see some ignorant people offering sujood. One. And they prolong it after finishing the salah. And when he raises his head, "What are you doing, brother?" He said, "I was doing sujood al-shukr. I am always grateful to Allah for doing things to me. So I thank Allah Azza wa Jal by this." I say that this is an innovation. You do this after every salah? He said, "Yes." Haram, not permissible. They are not prayers. Why? Because prayer is inaugurated and it begins with takbir. And it ends and concludes with salam, taslim. And these two prostrations don't have this. They have the takbir when you prostrate, Allahu Akbar. And when you raise your head, you don't offer takbir. That's it. Only one takbir when I prostrate. And there is no salam. That is why we do not need the conditions of prayers when offering these two prostrations. What do you mean, Sheikh? I mean, you don't have to be in the state of wudu. Can I prostrate without being in the state of wudu? Yes, you can. You don't have to be in the state of covering your awrah. Come on. I can prostrate while wearing my shorts? Yes, you can. You don't have to face the qibla. No, this is too much. With all due respect, Sheikh, I don't want to hear more. This is not from my pocket. This is what the scholars say. And this is what Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, as well as Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. A number of scholars. These two prostrations are not salah, they're not prayer. That is why I can do them whenever I want. A woman does not need to have her hijab or khimar when she prostrates for recitation. If she's in her home, if she's wearing normal clothes, and she recites it and she wants to prostrate. The qibla is to this direction, I can do it in this direction, no problem in that. And I thought that it might add a little bit value to you to know, because I know that some of you may not know these rulings, and I prefer that you hear it from me rather than hearing it from someone else. So this leads us to know that the Prophet ﷺ used to recite in Al-Fajr of Friday these two great surahs all the time. And what did the Prophet ﷺ recite in the Friday prayer itself? This was not mentioned here in our book, Umdat al-Ahkam. The Prophet used to recite two sets, one of two. Either he recites Surah Al-A'la and Surah Al-Ghashiya. Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, and in the second rak'ah, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. And the second set, he used to recite Surah Al-Jumu'ah, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And in the second rak'ah, he would recite Surah Al-Munafiqun. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So this was his sunnah. Nowadays, a lot of the people only pray, only سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. And unfortunately, I've been to some masjid where they do not read these two at all. This is the sunnah. But if you recite anything else, your prayer is valid and acceptable. And as if you remember, we said in the beginning, the longer your prayer is and the shorter your khutbah is, a sign, an indication that you are knowledgeable. We have a short break, so stay tuned and inshallah, we'll be right back.